Twins looking for a sweep at home against the Royals. Miguel Sano has been a big part of their success. Jason Hamill making his first Royals start, in trouble in the second with two on.
Sharply hit into center field, a base hit. Sano around third, he'll score. Polanco with a sharp single to center. That'll bring up Max Kepler.
Yeah, see if the Twins can come back and pick up the two runs the Royals were able to get to tie the game.
1-1 to Kepler, and a drive to right. Hit to right center field, chased by Orlando. That ball is off the wall. Dozier held at second. He'll round third and score anyway. And Kepler has put the Twins back in front with a double. Mike Moustakas to lead off the sixth.
And there's a fly ball hit well down the right field line. If it's fair, it's trouble, and that ball's gone. So Moustakas ties it up 3-3.
Go ahead, run is batting.
Driven to the gap in right center field, and nobody home. Sano, he will score, and Castro puts the Twins in front with an RBI double.
Here's Polanco, he's been on twice.
Grounded, pass Moustakas, Castro will score. Polanco to second with an RBI double.
The Twins go on to win it 5-3. They complete the sweep, they're 3-0 on the season. After scoring six runs in the seventh inning in each of the first two games of the series, the Twins settle for two runs in the seventh of this one, still plenty in the 5-3 win. The last time the Twins opened the season 3-0 was 2007. 4-0 hasn't happened since 1987 when they won the World Series. Skipper Paul Molitor talked about the team's great start.
Cannot start better than you guys.
It's fun, you know. It's we talk about perspective a lot, but obviously you come out and you're able to beat a good team 3 days in a row to start your season. It makes you feel pretty good. A lot of good things again today. We played a clean game. A little bit of a hiccup on the relay play, but other than that, we made a lot of good plays. You know, Gibby was really good early, and a couple home run balls and a mistake to Escobar when he hit it over Danny's head out there in left field. But we hung in there and found a way to withstand there, a little bit of a comeback, and then find a way to score late. You know, Castro, obviously, with a really big hit. Polanco had a couple more big hits today. It was just a nice way to finish off the series, and after they tried to come back at us, and we found a way to score a couple more at the end.
How good was Ryan Pressly coming in with the bases loaded?
Ryan's had a little bit of an up and down spring, and obviously he's a key part of our bullpen. And yesterday we got him out there just to kind of get his feet wet to start the season, and he came back today in a much different situation. As far as the importance in the game, and to get off the field there without them taking the lead was huge.
Jorge Polanco got the offense started and finished the day 2-for-3 with two RBIs, and talked after the game about his big day.
I think it's a good team. We've done the right things defensively, offensively, and the most important thing is that we're together. We're doing this as a team, and there's a unity with us. And like you said, our defense has been good, our offense has been good, so that's why we have the results that we have.
You had a great at-bat in the seventh inning, that RBI double down that left field line. And Paul Molitor said before the game, you have good at-bats. You grind out your at-bats. How much have you worked on that part of your game?
A lot. You know, I've been working on grinding on my at-bats. Dile que yo he trabajado muy fuerte, tratando de tener buenos at-bates, y que lo llevo hacia el juego.
Yeah, I've been working hard on getting good at bats, and I've been working that inside and outside on the cages and here on the game, and that's what I'm bringing to the field every day.
And you were the starting opening day shortstop, and you played twice there in these three games. How much do you want to lock down and solidify yourself as the Twins shortstop every day?
Jugaste, empezaste, o sea, iniciaste en el cuadro regular jugando Ciore, jugaste otro juego hoy. ¿Qué tanto tú quieres establecerte como el Ciore del equipo? Yo quiero ser el sobre todo del equipo, tú sabes, hay que ganárselo, hay que seguir jugando fuerte y trabajar duro para, si Dios, con el favor de Dios, poder ser.
Yeah, that's what I want to do, you know, but it's not going to be given to me. I have to work for it, I have to grind at bats, like we said, we have to play good defense, and with God in front of us, that's what's going to happen.